Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment, yes indeed, of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yes, it's the 12th of December, 13 days until Christmas. Getting that shopping done yet? Yeah, me neither. 2016, all the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. It is now official. Facebook is going to give you and I the power to say, yep, this right here, that's fake news. Now, yeah, this has been the top story of Facebook ever since the, well, pretty much ever since the presidential elections last month. And, of course, since Facebook's taken so much heat about the fake news, they figured, okay, all right, we got to get something under control. We might as well give you and I the power to do something about it. That could be good or bad. Yesterday, yes, on Sunday, while we were all sitting there relaxing, Facebook rolled out a new user reporting feature that you can actually say, yep, this right here, this ain't true. Now, there has been a little bit of contradicting stories about this. Some people have been saying, oh, wait a minute, this has been out for the longest time. Personally, myself, I haven't been seeing the option. Regardless, though, if you think something ain't up to par, go into the I think this shouldn't be on Facebook option, and from there, you can select all of the following. It's annoying or distasteful, which is most things on Facebook. It's pornography. It advocates violence or harm to a person or animal. Or that one option right there. It's a false news story. Of our listeners out there on Windows 10 right now, you must have a wire connection, because chances are that update you just installed, yeah, it killed your Wi-Fi. Meanwhile, Microsoft is saying, oops. Yes, Microsoft pushed out another update that we couldn't really say no to, and once again, that update is kind of corrupted. For those of you wanting to know, that update was KB3201845, and it was designed to fix various issues with the new operating system. Problem is, though, when it fixed another, it broke another. Now, no, this is not affecting everybody, but from what we're seeing by a tweets and online message forms and this kind of stuff, it must be affecting about 90% of you. So for those of you that are affected, what can you do? Well, if you've already installed the update, which you probably have, you're going to have to wait for Microsoft to issue a patch. Lovely. Google said it was coming, and the day has arrived, because on Chrome, Flash is dead. Yes, Google is slowly rolling out HTML5 out to users over the next couple of months, so if you haven't seen it in your browser yet, get ready for it. Amazingly enough, I've noticed it this morning in my Chrome browser. Putting all that tech mumble-jumble crap aside, basically what this means is that Flash content won't be displayed anymore. That means unless a website has an HTML5 content player, you ain't gonna see what's going on. Have no fear yet if you haven't got that update yet, though. Google says that everybody that's running Chrome should have it by February of 2017. Were Apple AirPods on your list for Christmas? Scratch them off. Ah, yes, those AirPods that we knew we were going to lose, well, we may never even get them. At least at the rate it's going. These things were announced in September, and they said, they'll be at the end of October. You'll have them in your little hands or ears or whatever. And as we all know, that didn't happen. So why is Apple still not releasing these little suckers yet? Well, according to a source familiar with the development, they told the Wall Street Journal, it's likely caused by a complexity during manufacturing. Maybe they're having some problems there. And basically, they don't know either. We have heard other rumors over the past few months, as you may know, about delays and syncing audio issues and all this sort of crap with the things. Not to mention, we've also heard that the battery life on the things, it isn't really holding up what they said they would. So again, when are we going to see the things? Well, maybe it'll be January now, possibly February. Who the heck knows? All I know is that $160 a pair and not being able to sell them over the Christmas season? Yeah, I can hear the Apple investors going, now, son of a b-. And finally, it's time for your crap for Christmas in your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Since we kind of went on the more risque side last week on the BTN News Show with your crap for Christmas, I thought I'd do something a little bit more childlike and fluffy and all that sort of stuff. Particularly if you're in an area where you don't get enough snowfall to make, yes, a snowball. Well, now you can take that snowball fun right inside. It's the indoor snowball fight. Yes, you get 14 fake snowballs. Probably what they are is just big old wads of cotton, and you probably do this yourself. But anyways, why do that? It only sets you back £10.99, and I know you're thinking, damn, that's a lot of money for just cotton. And I would agree. But think about the kiddos when it comes to this. Hell, think about yourself. You could have fun with this on Christmas Day. Have yourself one fake snowball battle. If that sounds like your fun on Christmas morning, head on over to presentfinder.co.uk, search for indoor snowball fight, and then let the games begin. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website of the British Tech Network, gets you behind over there. Check out all of our great podcasts we got for you. Product reviews are over there. And, of course, our blog. Everything's happening over there. Get on over there. Check it out. Get subscribed to everything. And, of course, you can find all of our great shows on iTunes as well. Like our Facebook page, yippee-doo, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And do yourself a favor this Christmas season. Get hanging out with the BTN community in our Slack room. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Tuesday installment. Getting caught up the best technology news will happen over the next 24 hours. Might be a little bit later than usual tomorrow, guys and gals. I'll do my best to send you out one, though. In the meantime, though, have a fantastic Monday. Put your feet up on the desk. You don't have to do anything today. You don't have to work. It's Monday. Just pretend you're working. We'll see you tomorrow, and thank you very much for listening.
Ooh, farted in the booth. Not a good thing. Wow.